Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
This is John Church, pastor of Katy Park Baptist Church in Sedalia with Go the Distance. You know, throughout Scripture, we find a relationship with God described as a road or a path or a walk. We see this in Psalm 16:11. You make known to me the path of life. Psalm 25:9. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. Or Psalm 119:105. Your word is a lamp unto my feet, a light into my path. And I love Proverbs 3:6, in all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight. But I think the best is Psalm 1. It begins with the declaration of God's desire to bless those who follow the right path. Listen, it says, oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked or stand around with sinners or join in with mockers. But their delight is in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. See, to be blessed by God is to experience his joy, to receive divine favor, that abundant joy, a sacred delight. God is not a cosmic killjoy who expects his children to live unemotional, over-disciplined lives of legalistic obedience, always focusing on the do's and don'ts of faith. Following the path of God requires discipline and skill, but these actions should contribute to enjoyment, not quench enthusiasm. And so my prayer for you today is that you would choose God's path of life by finding delight in both reading and doing his word. This is John Church reminding you today to go the distance in Christ.